Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of November, last day of November, I believe. And, you know, I've often wondered in the Christian life why there are so many upheavals, controversies, debates, contentions, strife. But we see it all the way through the New Testament with the apostles and their relationship with other people. And I think that we'll probably see it until the day we die. We are living in a fallen world, and Satan likes to divide and cause contention. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Well, at the same time, we are told that the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. The Lord be with you all. Peace from him which is and which was and which is to come. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Luke 24:36. The Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. John 14:27 and John 15:26. My presence shall go with thee, I will give thee rest. And he said to them, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence, for wherein shall it be known there that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? Galatians 5:22, Romans 8:16, and Exodus 33:14-16. Well, we are also told to glory in tribulation. And Romans 5:3. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. 1 Corinthians 15:19, 1 Peter 4:12-13, 2 Corinthians 6:10, Philippians 4:6. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. They departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. The fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3:17-18. So we have this continual struggle and contention as long as we're down here. But God, in the midst of it all, gives us peace. And I'm glad that we have a Comforter that abides with us. I'm glad that we have the Word of God that stands forever. You know, and I'm also glad that the work has already been completed. You know, all faith, belief, and repentance comes from our Father above, delivered to us through the Spirit, working by His eternal love. This gift of faith and salvation was an eternal decree given us to us by the Father in past eternity. Before the foundation of the world, we were adopted into Christ. This everlasting inheritance was purchased by a perfect sacrifice. Slain from the foundation of the world, it was decreed that He would die. He was manifested in time for such a worm as I. Yes, all faith, belief, and repentance come from our Father above, and God's people are secured forever by this eternal love. Well, may the good Lord be with us today in a special way, and may we always remember that He is the God of all comfort to His people.